the rest of the story. One terrible night, 500 years ago, an Osage Indian hunting party returned to camp along Bull Creek. The men were grim-faced and silent. The others, seeing that no kill had been brought in, asked what had happened, and the hunters, apparently consumed by some secret dread, made no reply. It was only later, after the campfire had warmed them and the moon had risen high, that the men began to relate the awful occurrence of hours past. Pursuing a bear, they had ventured into unfamiliar hunting ground on a high ridge above the valley of the White River. It was atop this ridge that the hunters discovered a deep chasm. The bear had retreated to a rock ledge partway down. One young brave went after it. Both fell. And when the other men peered over the crater's edge, expecting to see the lifeless bodies of the hunter and his prey at the bottom, they saw nothing. Nothing. No sign of life, no sound, only a shadow at the bottom of the gorge and a frightening stillness that seemed itself alive. It was as though the earth had swallowed up the bear and the young brave, had absorbed them into eternity. The following morning, with uncharacteristic trepidation, the hunters returned to the ridge, made their way cautiously down the steep sides of the mysterious chasm. At the bottom, some 90 feet below the rim, they found an opening, a hole, and beyond the hole, an utter void from which emanated distant, echoing, unearthly sounds. The Osage now realized what they had encountered by accident. And as a warning to others who might do likewise, they marked the trees all around and departed in silence. So, one fateful spring day in what we now call the Ozarks Mountains in the land that's now southwestern Missouri, not many years after Christopher Columbus discovered the Caribbean, Native Americans of the Osage tribe made a discovery of their own. An entryway unseen and undisturbed for thousands of years. The mouth of hell. The mouth of hell. And the Indians agreed that lest the sleeping demons be aroused, their doorstep must be abandoned for all time. Yet with the passing of each century, the story of the hunters and the young brave and the bear remained on the lips of generations of Osage. As was solemnly remembered, the name they gave that place on the ridge above the valley. The abyss in the forbidden hunting ground. They called it the Devil's Den. Now, unlike many of the tales of which Native American tribal lore is comprised, the one that you have just heard is quite true. For you see, there is indeed a devil's den. There is a hole in the world. In the land of the Missouri Ozarks, within recent days, I have been there. I have seen it. But the devil does not live there. In fact, in a way that the Osage could never have imagined, its once seemingly limitless depths one day would render a spectacular treasure for you and me to share. Whoop. You're going to have to wait for tomorrow's visit to learn the rest of the story.